Some tales of the city, 1,500 miles long. John tells of a city, 1,500 miles long. John saw it coming down from God out of heaven. He said there's room for everyone. Oh, the name of that city is New Jerusalem. Oh, the name of that city is New Jerusalem. John saw it coming down from God out of heaven. He said there's room for everyone. And they tell me there's a king there. He's sitting way up high on a throne. Oh, they say there's a king there, sitting way up high on his throne. And his face lights up that city, 1,500 miles long. Thank God. Don't you want to go to that city, 1,500 miles long? Don't you want to go to that city, 1,500 miles long? Just start coming down from God out of heaven. He said there's room for everyone. They sang that song, 50 miles elbow room on either side.
Yeah, I like it.
Woo! Oh, they tell me that we'll dance down the streets of solid gold. Oh, they say that we'll dance down the streets of solid gold. I don't know about you, but I'm going to dance all through that city, 1,500 miles long. Well, I'm going to a city, 1,500 miles long. Yeah, I'm going to a city, 1,500 miles long. Just start coming down out of heaven, room for everyone. Well, they tell me that we'll dance down the streets of solid gold. Hey, that we'll dance. I'm going to dance all through that city, 1,500 miles long. Well, they say that the king there, sitting on the snow white throne. Oh, they say there's a king there, sitting on a snow white throne. And his face like to that city, 1,500 miles long. Well, I'm going to a city, 1,500 miles long. Yes, I'm going to a city, 1,500 miles long. Just start coming down out of heaven. There's room for everyone. They tell me that the river flows from God's soul. Yeah, they say there's a river flowing from God's soul. It flows out to that city, 1,500 miles long. Hey, I'm going to a city, 1,500 miles long. I say I'm going to a city, 1,500 miles long, and it's coming down out of heaven. Folks want to go to that city, 1,500 miles long. Folks want to go to that city, 1,500 miles long. God's all coming down out of heaven. Room for everyone. Yeah, thank God, thank God. You know, you can go. You can go to that city. 1,500 miles long. Woo! You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the book of 1 Kings tonight, chapter 17, I have a message that I've never preached. Never have preached it. So, we'll see. I was praying today, and praying since I called Brother Collins and told him he was going to be in the neighborhood and wanted to drop by. And I began to think about the church and how we've how it was when we came the last time and how good you were to us. And I thought, my God, would you give me something that'll help those people?
Yes.
That's what I want. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but I don't want a ministry of, you know, just hit and miss. I'd like to carry something with me tonight that will help somebody. Amen. Praise God. So if I dial your phone, you answer it tonight, will you? Praise God. 1 Kings chapter 17. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, which is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass, after a while, that the brook dried up. The brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. What do you do when the brook dries up? That's not my text tonight, but that's just a question. What do you do when the brook dries up? Well, you go for another word from the Lord. And listen what he told this man of God here. He said, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, arise and get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to to sustain thee. So he arose, went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there, gathering her sticks. And he called to her. I ain't been here. I ain't been here in a little while. And I've not talked to Brother Collins about anything. And so if I got it, I've got it. Praise God. The widow woman was there, gathering her sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth. Now this is my text here. I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks, that I may go in to dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake. I don't want nobody to laugh, but I've got titles for this. And I want to preach on, you can have your cake and eat it too. Amen. I want to preach tonight, if the Lord would help me. You can have your cake and eat it too. Hallelujah. The Lord been working on me, I'm telling you, for the last week about this message. Been tearing my heart out. Praise God. Amen. And I love this. Here's a man of God. He's prayed. God showed him that it's not going to rain. And he told the king about it. God told him, go down by the brook. And God said, I've commanded the ravens to feed thee. And the ravens did not fail every morning and every evening to bring bread and flesh to the man of God and kill him. But the brook dried up. So the man of God goes back to God and says, God, what am I to do now? Go down to Zarephath, for I have commanded again, praise God, a widow woman there to sustain thee. Praise God. Look what God uses. Woo! Hallelujah. I don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us much about this widow woman. All that she was a widow. I don't see that she had any near kinsfolk around to where she could, that they could help take care of her and meet her needs. And she had one boy, a son there, in that city. And according as I find and I read this, he was a young boy, couldn't hardly help himself. So he was very dependent on her, and there she was. And the drought came, and the brook dried up. And the man of God got a word from the Lord and said, go down there to Zarephath, for I have commanded a widow woman. Now I don't know if this widow woman heard God's voice tell her that the man of God's coming and sustain him, or if it was the way just God does it with sometimes with us and just gives us that nudge. And there she was. He said when he went into the gate of that city, if you'll give me just a few minutes, went into the gate of that city, and the first woman he saw, the widow woman was there, gathering of sticks. Now listen to this. And he asked her for a drink of water. And I feel like this may have been a test to see if she was the right one.
You're right.
Bring me a vessel of water. A drink of water. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her again and said, bring me a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake. This world won't take my text. I have not a cake. Sir, if you didn't know it, there's a famine in the land. I want us to look at this widow woman's outlook. If you will look with me, her natural eye, when she got up in the morning, all she saw was famine. She steps out her door, her crops are dried up. She goes out to milk the cow. Cows fell over dead with disease because of the drought and the famine. She has to bring her milk pail back, sit down, look in the cupboards, and they're bare. She looks over at her little boy, and with a smile that she can muster up on her face, she looks at him, and he looks at her and says, Mama, I'm hungry. Mama, what are we having for breakfast? I'm hungry, Mama. What is there to eat? So she goes over to a meal barrel. She pulls off the lid. She looks down in the meal barrel and finds one handful. Not double handful, but one handful that she scrapes out of the bottom of that barrel. And she looks at it, and I could imagine tears begin to fill her eyes. She drops it back down in the barrel. She goes over in the cupboard, and she finds the little cruise bottle of oil. Shakes it, looks at it. Just barely enough. So what am I going to do? The widow woman says.
My God, it's over.
I'm going to fix it. I'm going to fix the cake. Amen. And I'm going to sit down with my boy. And we're going to eat our last meal together. And then we're going to die. What an outlook on life. You know, that's the way a lot of people's outlook is tonight. Come on now. There's no way out of the famine but death, it seems. There's no hope. Amen. I'm about to make my last meal. Amen. And then I'm going to die. I'm going to use my last drop of oil and my last handful of meal. And I'm going to eat it. And then I'm going to sit there because starvation seems to be the only destiny that we have. I want to tell you tonight, our holiness churches do not have to starve to death. You hear me?
Come on.
There's no reason under God's heaven why we need to let our meal barrel get so low. Come on now. I've got to go on. I'm about to get ahead of myself. I figure this woman might have sat down across the room from her boy where he couldn't see her tears, and she began to cry out to God and say, oh God, what am I going to do? I don't have nobody. I don't have no education. And there's no jobs. There's a famine on. What am I going to do to make it through this famine? God, will you send help? Will you send somebody to sustain me? Will you send somebody to give me a word from the Lord? Oh, thank God. But her son, she looks at him laying there. Her boy in her natural eye will never grow up. He'll never be a man. He'll never know what it is to go fishing. He'll never know what it is to go hunting. He'll never know what it is, amen, to raise a family of his own. She'll never know the beauty, amen, of grandchildren coming around her feet. Oh, but listen, friend. Amen. Oh, that was her outlook. Amen. And some of us, amen, in our holiness church pews, we have no farther vision, amen, than this little woman did in a time of famine, in a time of distress. Amen. We look at the problem and we wonder, oh, God, how am I ever going to make it? Come on now. Amen. Oh, that little woman may have thought like the psalmist did when he wrote Psalms chapter 40 and verse 17. I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. Amen. Oh, but listen, that man of God came on, come on the scene. Amen. And he told her, he said, fear not, go and do as thou said, but make me thereof a little cake first. Amen. God only wants just his part. You understand me? God just wants what he asks for. He'll give you enough to make it if you give him his part first. Come on. But make me thereof a little cake first. Bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. The widow woman had resources. Handful of meal. And a little oil and cruise. Well, Mike, it wasn't much. But it's enough. Woo! Amen. It wasn't much, but it was enough. Amen. Come on now. God does not look on us and on our resources as we do. God doesn't look at the situation like we do. If our meal barrel's not running over and our cruise of oil's not full, then we sit down and quit singing. Come on now. Our fire dwindles down to just about a spark of nothing. Come on now. Our testimonies are not near as fervent as they should be. But I want you to look at this. But God sees to send a drought. It was the man of God that said it wouldn't rain. It was the man of God's fault. Come on now. They get the blame for everything. Come on now. Come on now. Man of God's fault. Why I'm so dry? Why am I having a hard time? He's the one that prayed for it to come. But listen, friend, God sent this same man of God down to Zarephath to this widow woman because it was in God's plan, amen, to take care of this widow woman and the man of God and the child for many days. God said it's time to send a drought to find out the faithfulness if it is it should be. Faithfulness. You see, it's not all the time when you're on the mountain and the Spirit of God is raining upon us. Come on. And we shout our hallelujahs and our glory to God's. I like those times But listen, God looks on us in a very different... what's the word I'm using? Looking for outlook. Amen. Listen. Amen. God sent a man in the time of the famine and told her one message. Check your resources. Praise God. Look at what you've got. What do you have? Amen. This widow. Amen. She was disturbed and she was down on her luck. And amen. And she was looking at situations. She was looking starvation in the face, friend. It was a hard time. You think you having a hard time? I tell you, you've not seen hard times until the famine strikes. Amen. In your life, and you're down to your last bit of meal. Amen. That bread down there, the last bit in that barrel, and you have to scrape enough to come to service. You have to scrape up enough, amen, just to get ready, amen, and come on back to the house of God, amen, and get enough of oil, amen, to come on out, because the famine has struck your life, amen. But listen, friend, if you will only give ear to the word of the Lord God, will send a man your way, amen, with a message that tells you you may not have much, but you've got enough to make it. Amen. Amen. If you'll check your resources. Come on. I want you to look at the promise here. Look at the promise. The man of God said, go ahead. Do as you said. But bake me a little cake first. And then for you and your son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel. Let me tell you, when God begins to send a word, he comes just in time. There is a black spiritual song that says, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. Because he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah, he is. Amen. He's never been late. He is right early. Listen to me. Amen. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel. Listen at the promise. He said the barrel of meal, amen, shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, amen, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Praise God. Woo! Church, it's going to rain again. Come on, man. Praise God. Amen. It's going to rain again. Woo! Amen. Listen. That was the promise. And that woman, in verse 15, she grabbed hold of that promise. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. Listen, that was her faith. We saw her outlook. We looked at the promise. We looked at her resources. But faith is what put it all together. She went, and all her senses says, you don't have enough. Her senses says, you're going to have to save that. That's hard times. Let him go back to the brook. At least the ravens were feeding him. Let him go back. I want you to know something. Praise God, we ain't nobody to bargain with God. Come on now. She went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And chapter 18 and verse 1 tells us that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year.
Yes, sir.
Looks like they ate pretty good for 3 years.
Yeah.
Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you something, friend. Amen. I could say in those 3 years, she began to think about, just like Habakkuk, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vine, and the labor of olives shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, and the flock shall be cut off from the fold, there shall be no herd in the stall, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Woo! Woo! Glory to God. If I could just joy in God. You know, the meal is more than just meal for a cake. The meal is the bread that gives you strength. The oil. Listen, friend, it's a good combination. And friend, we've got to have the oil. The letter killeth. It'll cut you coming and going. It'll cut you down. But the Spirit giveth life. He comes and He gives you what you need. Listen, friend, I want you to know that I've come from Hazard, Kentucky, to tell the Highway of Holiness Church, amen, that the meal barrel wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which He spake to Elijah. You can have your cake. Well, I've heard that old saying all my life. I never did understand it. Never did get the meaning of that. It says you can't have your cake and eat it too. Woo! Ain't no use having it if you can't eat it. Come on now. You can have your cake. And you can eat it too. Come on now. Come on now. Somebody says that's Old Testament. Well, what in this world? Where have you been, Lord of God? Amen. We are here tonight, amen, to let you know that you can have victory with Jesus. You can have a holiness church. You can have the power of God. If you're here tonight and you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can have it. Hallelujah. Even though they say, amen, that it was for the apostles of yesteryear, you're looking at a man that got it when he was 6 years old in a missionary Baptist church, slayed me out in the front pew. Amen. Gave me the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, you can have your cake. And you can eat it too. You can have the blessing of God. And if you're able enough to keep your resources, gather your resources together and put it in the oven. Zarephath. Amen. That great city. Amen. It was known for the ovens that were there. And their pottery. Amen. The glasswork. If you could only get it in there. Amen. Get it together. Let God put it in the oven. And let God bring it out, that beautiful cake. You hungry for a move of God? For a wave of glory? Listen, church, in the book of Revelation chapter 3, and verse 1, Jesus spoke in His letter to the church of Sardis. And He said, write these things, saith He that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, and thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. That's sad shape. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain and are ready to die. I've been in holiness since I was 6 years old. I really cut my teeth on the church pew.
I've never seen a famine or a drought. Spiritually or physically, naturally, like I've seen in this hour we live. I feel the Holy Ghost walking with me, I thank God. There's been people sitting in our holiness churches. They've got the resources to get them through. But yet, they're not willing to get it together. Come on now. And see the hand of God bring them through. Come on. Woo! Come on. Woo! If we would only get our resources. Go back and look at that meal barrel again. You've looked in it once and you thought, why, there ain't enough there for me. Come on now. There ain't enough there even for the wind. Come on now. Have you been going through a spiritual drought? Have you been going through that spiritual famine? Amen. To where that you don't even feel like you've got enough strength and you don't even have the desire that you once had to go out to the house of God. Amen. And you just laid out. Come on now. Help me preach just a little bit. Oh, preacher, I wish you preachers quit meddling. I don't know a wholeness preacher yet that's ever tried to preach John 3:16 and didn't meddle a little bit. Come on now. I've got to preach what God's laid on my heart. Amen. We've got it down. Amen. We've got our song service to a T. Amen. We've got our preaching down to a T. We've got our schedule locked down to where it belongs. Amen. And we've got it, brother. Amen. Scheduled right down. Amen. That if God don't move, we can still go on. Oh, but brother, listen, that's not really. Amen. Where we need to have it at. We need to have an offer. I know that. God wanted to go by. But brother, we need something more, hallelujah, than just a meal barrel and a little cruise. Amen. Said well, we need the meal. We need the oil. Amen. To come together. That we can have our cake. And we can eat it too. That we'll be sustained all through the famine. Come on. Getting it together. Getting it together. Woo! I could go on to the widow woman that came to the prophet Elisha and said her husband was one of the sons of the prophets that died and the creditors had come for her sons. But she didn't have nothing in the house save a pot of oil. She didn't have but one little pot of oil. But you know what God told her? And that man of God told her to do? He told her to go to her neighbors. Ball vessels. Not a few, not a few. Get anything. You got a pot? Let me have it. You got a pan? Come on, let me have it. You got a bottle? Let me have it. Glory to God. Anything you've got, amen, that's empty, please let me borrow it. And I could imagine that woman coming in and bringing it in there, and she closing the door on her and her two sons, and she gets that one little pot of oil, and she begins to pour it out into that first vessel. And that vessel gets full. My, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost. Come on. That vessel begins to fill up. And I can imagine she's looking over at the end of that pot, you know, as she pours. She's wondering, now, I'm going to see when that starts getting low, you know, as she gets to pouring it down. But it never does start to get low. She pours, fills it up, and raises it back up, looks down in it. Hey, where'd all this oil come from? Have me another one of them vessels. Have me another one of those. Go give me some more. There's not another vessel. There's not another vessel. We've got them all, Mama. She comes back to the man of God and she says, what do I do now? What do I do with all this oil? Why, go and sell it. Glory to God. Woo! Go and sell it. Pay off your debts and live down thy children of the rest. Praise God. Woo! God's not hard to get along with. Has a famine struck? You devil. Shut up now. And listen. You've had me looking out of the natural eye and saying, hey, I don't see how we can go much farther. I don't see how we're going to get overcome this famine. Looks like all we've got is a little bit, and we're holding that back for a really bad time. I'm telling you, if you don't get it together now, some of you ain't going to survive the famine. Come on now. If that widow woman out there getting those sticks was not there, if she would have got up and run off and deserted, come on now, she had to be there. If she would just up and took tail and run, come on now, packed her bags and skipped the country, try to find another place. Come on now. Woo! Feel like preaching. Come on now. That woman wouldn't have survived. That woman would have been, she'd been gone a long time. But that woman was there because she was commanded by God to be there, to sustain that man of God. Come on now. Come on now. I like you fellas. Glory to God. Woo! Woo! Thank God for a widow woman that was there. She couldn't do much. She was on probably a fixed income, a little pension or something, you know, and then it was dwindling away. It was down to nothing but a little meal and a little oil. But brother, she was there and she had it and she got it together. Amen. Thanks God. I know the devil's going to come to you and he's going to tell you there ain't no way you're going to make it. He's going to tell you, hey, you might as well give it up. You might as well not even do it. Hey, just throw in the towel, lift up the white flag of surrender. Say, hey, just give in. But I'm telling you anyway, I told him at the church the other night, the home church there, I said, you can take anything of this world and religion, and you can put it with wholeness and shaking it up all up in a bag, and wholeness still comes out on top. Wholeness, you can't win. I mean, you can't lose with being wholeness. Come on now. The devil don't want no victory around here. He don't want no shouting going on here. That devil don't want no preaching going on here. That devil don't want no move of God going on here. But they sing that little song there and they say, but I don't care what the devil don't allow. I'm here anyhow. I'm going to shout anyhow. I'm going to pray on anyhow. I'm going to get my meal anyhow. I'm going to pour out the oil anyhow. Woo! I'm here anyhow. Glory to God. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. And me and God make some majority. you've got what it takes to make it through, and I know you do, you can make it. And I know you've had great preachers through this pulpit, a lot greater than I'll ever be. But none will have the message with a burden like I have. No greater. You hear me? Get it together. Ball vessels. Strengthen the things that remain. Let's make it through the famine. God wants us to make it. God wants us to go all the way, don't he? Would you stand with us all over the building? You can have your cake.